USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is facing criticism for his execution of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan and subsequent Taliban takeover of the country. Ohio Republican Congressman Brad Winstrup believes the United States' reputation as a global power has been significantly hurt.
We have let down NATO. We have let down the good people of Afghanistan. You know, we need to reestablish our moral reputation and our strength throughout the world.
New research suggests the Moderna vaccine might be linked to a high risk of heart inflammation in young adults. The FDA and CDC are taking a closer look at new data from Canada. It indicates a risk of an extremely rare heart condition called myocarditis might be higher than previously thought for young adults who receive the Moderna vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Some state governors are stepping up to take in Afghan refugees who are fleeing their country to escape the Taliban regime. One of those governors is Iowa Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, who's defending her decision on Fox News.
Part of the deal with being employed by the U.S. military is that they have the opportunity to go through the SIV process, the special immigrant visa process. And so we need to uphold our end of the bargain that we made to them when they agreed to work with our men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Governor Reynolds claims that at least 94 Iraqi or Afghan special immigrant visa recipients have been resettled in her state since 2017. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Henri is expected to reach hurricane strength on Saturday when it arrives in the Northeast. Hurricane and storm surge watches have been issued for much of the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A filibuster is finally over in the Lone Star State.
For the first time in nearly 6 weeks, state officials said there were enough lawmakers present in the Texas House for the chamber to conduct business, opening the door for passage of the GOP priority elections bill that Democrats have been attempting to kill for the past several weeks by staying far away from the Capitol. The margin was razor thin, and it was unclear for hours before gaveling in whether Republicans had gotten enough members in the chamber to begin their work. Even Republican State Congressman Steve Allison of San Antonio, who confirmed he was positive for COVID-19 a day earlier, showed up to the House to help swing the numbers, though he stayed isolated in a room on the other side of the chamber. The quorum was reached with the help of three Democrats who broke ranks with other members. Those three Democrats joined some other Democrats who have already trickled back to the chamber after initially participating in the quorum bust. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A Florida judge says a case against a former school resource officer at Parkland High School can go to trial. Former Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson was on duty at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School during a deadly mass murder more than 3 years ago. Peterson was widely criticized for not confronting the murderer who wound up killing 17 people on Valentine's Day 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.